A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jews who believed in him, "If you live according to my teaching, you are truly my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." "We are descendants of Abraham," was their answer. "Never have we been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be free?" Jesus answered them, "I give you my assurance. Everyone who lives in sin is a slave of sin. No slave has a permanent place in the family, but the Son has a place there forever. That is why if the Son frees you, you will really be free. I realize you are of Abraham's stock. Nonetheless, you are trying to kill me, because my word finds no hearing among you. I tell what I have seen in the Father's presence. You do what you have heard from your father." They retorted, "Our father is Abraham." Jesus told them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be following Abraham's example. The fact is, you are trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth which I have heard from God. Abraham did nothing like that. Indeed, you are doing your father's works." They cried, "We are no illegitimate breed. We have but one father, and that is God himself." Jesus answered, "Were God your father, you would love me, for I came forth from God and am here. I did not come of my own will. It was he who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. As a teacher, I know exactly when a student's brain has turned off. They get a glazed look in their eyeballs, and you know they're not hearing or seeing you. Especially in the instance that occurs when a student's hand is in the air before the teacher has even had a chance to finish instruction or directions. I don't know why, but the human mind seems to turn off when it has a question on its mind or a statement it wants to say. It can't hear what another person is saying because it's focused on the question or statement that they want to put out. The mind is on an agenda all its own. It's an all-important question and it's all-important statement that it wants its person to make. It greatly reminds me of the Jews in today's Gospels reading. Jesus was trying to share with them a new understanding of God, a way to get closer to the Father. But the Jews couldn't hear Jesus because they already knew the answer. They didn't need to be set free or hear the truth. They weren't slaves. They were Abraham's children. They had it all. But Jesus was trying to give them so much more. How many times in our lives have we done the same thing? We know that we go to Mass. We say our prayers. We've got it right. We know the answers. But Jesus calls us to continual conversion. Every day we can grow closer in our relationship to Jesus, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit. But we can't do it by raising our hand in the air and turning off our minds and our hearts. We have to be open to listen in the silence and hear God speaking in the quiet wind. We are called to grow in love day in and day out, through the times of joy and times of trial. And that way, we can truly be called sons of God, in the words of Jesus. Were God your Father, you would love me. We would see him in every face, in every person we encounter, and we would love.